From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We're guessing that the civic frustration level in Shreveport, Louisiana, dropped several notches today. This morning, the Shreveport Police Department replaced voice recognition equipment on its phone system that handles non-emergency calls. They've gone backward technologically to a touchtone system. And here to explain why is Shreveport Police Captain John Dunn. Captain Dunn, I understand part of the problem seemed to be that it was having a hard time. Was it with the southern accent down there? What was going on?
Well, there are a lot of reasons why the system was not recognizing people. It could be anywhere from our southern draw, which I am guilty of myself, in just different areas that the system was having trouble ascertaining what they had to say. I've even tried to call myself before and couldn't get through. That's how bad my southern accent is.
You tried just to test it by calling yourself,
yeah,
asking for yourself.
Even calling myself, and, you know, my chiefs tried to call it and couldn't get through and on. So it was not only just a frustration to the public, it was a frustration to the police department.
Well, earlier today, before the voice recognition system was taken down, we called down, and Casey Hargrave, the spokeswoman for your department, was kind enough to indulge us by recording herself trying to reach another officer.
Right.
Let's listen to that.
Lieutenant W.J. Nelson.
Did you say Lieutenant Patty S. Morgan?
No.
Sorry about that. Please say the full name of the person or department you would like to reach, or say operator.
W.J. Nelson.
Did you say
Captain John Dunn?
No.
I'm very sorry. Please say the name or department again, or enter an extension. To reach an operator, press 0.
W.J. Nelson.
Did you say
Captain John Dunn?
No.
I'm sorry. Please hold while I transfer you to the operator.
Well, Captain Dunn, was that pretty much emblematic of the problem?
That's pretty much why we have gotten rid of the system.
Ms. Hargrave there seems to be enunciating very clearly,
and sounds
just fine to me. I wonder if
one of the problems. She was saying W.J. Nelson and not William J. Nelson.
Uh-huh.
She may not have picked up on that.
Do you think that the system might have had just as much trouble with, say, a thick Brooklyn accent or a Boston
accent? Probably so.
You think?
Like I say, when I originally talked about the Southern drawl, I was referring to myself because I'm guilty myself. And I would think that anyone who, you know, doesn't speak relatively clear English into the system would probably be misunderstood. And it could be anywhere from a foreign accent to a New Jersey accent to a Louisiana accent to whatever, you know.
When people in Shreveport ran up against this voice recognition system that didn't seem to be recognized their voices, I imagine you'd hear about it. What would people say?
Oh, they would just be frustrated because they couldn't get through the system. We left them an out that if, you know, they couldn't get through the system, they could say operator, which was a catch-all because what it was doing was dumping all these calls on our 911 operators. And I've tried the new system this morning. I've gone through the complete menu at least twice, and, you know, at least you're able to get through our system and talk to someone.
Well, I guess that's progress.
Absolutely. I'm proud to see it.
Captain Dunn, thanks for talking with us.
Sure.
Captain John Dunn of the Shreveport, Louisiana Police Department, which today got rid of its voice recognition system for non-emergency calls.